Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about holiday weight gain. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes an infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay. From now on until the end of the year, we're going to talk about holiday stress and anxiety.
I know that sounds really heavy, but the truth is that the purpose of talking about the negative is so that you guys can have an amazing holiday.
I love that. So we're doing this to help everyone listening to have a better holiday season. I hope you tune in and listen to these shows so you can have a better holiday season. Okay, Jason, here we go. Tell me a story about weight gain during the holidays.
So we've done this from time to time before, and I like doing it because I'm making up a story. But I guarantee you, we've had enough experience that this could be true. So please, even though it's a
really,
story.
Really, really true.
Yeah, I'm making it up, but it could be true. And this is the story about Anne. She's a therapist. She's happily married. She sees herself as a happy person, has two kids. And she's a little bit concerned about her weight. It's been creeping up. You know, she's got probably an extra 20 or 30 pounds. And she made a decision for this year that she's going to not gain weight during the holidays because she always does and she doesn't like it and she doesn't want to do it anymore. So she goes to her parents' house for Thanksgiving and the whole family's there. And she's had this ongoing dispute or issue with her father about the kind of work she does. He's an engineer and he doesn't think that being a therapist has any real value, that it's fluffy and it's not, you know, it's just smoke and mirrors and doesn't really do anything. And he's been kind of judgmental and critical of her. And she's always needed and wanted his approval. And it really hurts her when he doesn't give it or he's critical or overly condescending. So they're having their Thanksgiving dinner and this conversation comes up. And he goes at it, and he goes at it, and he goes at it. So before the dinner, she decided to reduce the number of desserts she has, or just to taste a little bit and not really have that much.
Meaning that thought of I've overdone it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but after this conversation with her dad, she has a big serving of apple pie. And then while she's getting the big serving, she adds the a la mode twice, a la mode mode. And then there's the chocolate syrup, you know. And then he comes back at her and she goes back and has another piece. And so at the end of this, the evening, she's feeling guilty. She's talking to her husband on the way home that, why did I let my dad get to me like that? He's always been that way. You know, blah, blah, blah. And she knows that there's some relationship between that extra dessert and that huge dessert and her feelings about her dad. But, you know, she was trying to use willpower. And we're going to talk about willpower in a little bit more, but willpower, you know, it doesn't work. It's not sustainable. It requires physical energy. And the antithesis of willpower, the opposite of willpower, is negative emotions. So it's hard when you're trying to use willpower in terms of physical energy for multiple issues. Like, she may be trying to use willpower to lose weight, maybe to exercise more, maybe to stop doing a habit that she doesn't really like.
Okay.
You know, all these things.
Well, so what I'm hearing you say, Jason, and I want the audience to understand, willpower requires extra energy.
Yes.
Because number one, you have to feed that energy.
Yes.
And at this time, let's just go with just this time of the year for now. But if you understand that you're required all the way around to give more energy to all of the things that need to be done and all of the extras, let's put it that way.
The get-togethers, the stuff for the kids.
It becomes exhausting.
Decoration, yes.
And when you become exhausted, what happens, Jason?
The first thing to go is willpower.
Yes.
And it may happen in one section, but not another or whatever, but it's not sustainable. And here's the big, and we're going to talk about this more, but here's the big point, that when you use willpower, you push aside your negative emotions. You don't get rid of them.
Yes.
And negative emotions, because they're energies, they accumulate. And we don't really think that in this culture. We think that, oh, if we're not feeling it in the moment, then it's gone. But that's not true.
Right.
Here's the other part of the story. So she went to a company party and she made an agreement with her friend, another therapist, to team up and keep each other from eating too much. But then she met an old boss who always made her mad. And he came up to her and made some really cutting jab and condescending comment. Now, just the backstory, she had chosen to get away from this guy and work somewhere else because she was trying to advocate for one of her patients and he wanted to build his political career, not in politics, but in this company, and do something that was contrary to the best interest of the patient. She was trying to advocate for the patient and he was trying to advocate for his own career. And they butt heads and it didn't end well. And so here he comes and he makes this jab, and all these old wounds, the feeling of anger and resentment.
I.e. the energies, the negative of anger and resentment and all of that.
Yes.
Have only been pushed aside.
Exactly. And so he touched that in this party. So what does she do? She goes over to the dessert table. And her friend, the other therapist, comes over and tries to get her to stop. But instead of stopping, she gets mad at the therapist, her friend. And at the end of the party, there's a lot of tension in between those two. And they get over it and they'll resolve it. But the truth is that negative energy that he touched on, the boss touched on, of unworthiness, was probably connected to how she felt about her dad, because he was, you know, an authority figure.
Unresolved issues.
Yes. Kept coming up. And what happened? She ate those resolved issues. She used food to quiet those emotions.
Because, and we'll talk more about this later, but the bottom line is that eating keeps those emotions down for a while, or covers them up would be the best way to say it.
So let's go back and review about willpower. Doesn't really resolve your negative emotions. It pushes them aside. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very disrespectful way of dealing with your emotions, because it says, I don't care how you feel, or you saying this to yourself, I don't care how you feel, I'm going to do this anyways.
Right.
And so those emotions, which are really expressions from your essence saying, hey, there's something wrong here. I'm giving you this helpful information. You're saying, I don't want to hear it. Imagine if you had a conversation with your spouse like that. You would have said, hey, I'm going to do this no matter what you say, and I don't want to hear any back talk about it. You do that with anybody in your life that's close, and it's not going to go well. The second thing is, she tried to trick herself, manipulate herself, by using the therapist to help her have willpower or keep away from the desserts. But those emotions were still there. This is a programming technique, tricking yourself, forcing yourself, manipulating yourself, seducing yourself, all those things don't really honor those negative emotions and get rid of them in a way that is sustainable. It just pushes them aside, postpones them.
And how you do this, how we're going to resolve it, everyone, just because we haven't mentioned it in this segment yet, is use the ecosystem approach. We clear these negative energies away. That's how you do this.
And I think this is the most important part. When you clear away the negative emotions, you don't have to use willpower.
No.
Your body wants to eat healthy food.
Yeah.
When you clear away the negative stuff, your body is much less interested in that piece of pie and a la mode, you know, with half the carton of chocolate on it. It doesn't need that. It says, okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
So that's the natural part. That's the ecosystem approach. That's the organic way to push aside that stuff. And we'll talk some more about that. Our next show is going to be about sugary stuff. But.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's going to be an interesting one. So, Jason, tell me the key points of this segment, please.
Willpower is not sustainable and does not prevent holiday weight gain.
Okay.
Trying to game or trick yourself does not work and often leads to anger and anxiety.
And by the way, then you turn it on yourself and then others.
Yes. Family issues that are unresolved are often the root of holiday weight gain.
Okay.
And clearing all the negative energies connected to family issues is the most sustainable prevention for holiday weight gain. How about that?
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how day-to-day emotions affect holiday weight gain. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Thank you. Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about emotions and weight gain and how they are connected. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, I Googled average weight gain during the holidays, and the answer was 5 pounds. Now, in the past, it said 5 to 7 pounds, so maybe people are getting things. But if you...
No, they're lying.
They're lying. Okay, all right. All right. But if you were already overweight, the gain is even more. But the worst news is that no matter what the actual gain is, there is a high probability it accumulates year to year because we're not letting go of those emotions. That means that the next year you will gain an extra 5 pounds and then add another 5 pounds. So, Jason, we learned in the last segment that willpower and discipline doesn't work. Connect that with emotions for us all.
Okay. I guess, you know, we talked about this earlier. Here's the key point, that food, especially sweets and desserts and foods.
And salts and fats.
Salts and fats are used as drugs to help us deal with our emotions. Mm-hmm. The idea of comfort food, you know, why do you need comfort in the first place? Well, you need comfort because of negative emotions. And negative emotions are part of life. But the way we deal with them is not to eat them. So if you, and this gets a little complicated. We're trying to make it simpler in this segment to try and get all these concepts make them become more clear. But our emotions is the enemy of willpower. Negative emotions always go at your willpower and affect your ability to do what you want to do. And the truth is that in our programming culture, the only way that we know how to work with emotions is to use force, trickery, seduction, which only pushes our emotions away, only to come up at another time, usually in the worst time.
Usually at the worst time, absolutely.
And so the most important point here is that emotions are energies and they accumulate. You know, that's been so lost in our culture. We mm-hmm. think that if we're angry 1 minute and then, you know, we drink a cup of coffee, we're not angry anymore. We hear a funny joke or we listen to a nice song and we feel better, then it's gone. But it's not, you know, and that's one of the benefits of what we do, because as intuitives, we can perceive this buildup of negative emotions that science wouldn't, because they don't have this perception. They don't acknowledge this, that intuition is a valid part of the human existence.
Exactly. So, okay. So Jason, so why do desserts and junk food taste so good?
Because they act as a drug to calm and soothe those negative emotions.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to jump in and say, I know there's an answer to this. It's called the ecosystem approach. Because when you clear away all of the negative emotions, then you can either have balance in your life, you can be happier and be healthier, and actually enjoy your life instead of going, oh, I have to go to my sister's or my mother's for Thanksgiving.
Or is my dad going to bring up that awful subject again? Or, you know, are we going to start talking about politics and getting a fist fight over the turkey? You know, all those things are negative emotions that build up.
Okay.
I even see that our ability, our disconnect in terms of politics, which is going to be a topic for the holidays, I'm sure, is often a result of that buildup of negative emotions, where we see fear and difficulties and the worst when, you know, new people come to town.
Right.
You know, that's a buildup of negative emotions.
Well, or old new people come to town.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right.
But I want to see if we can make this clear, because I don't think it's clear.
Okay.
Emotions are energies. Okay. Negative emotions and positive emotions build up over time if nothing happens to them. And typically, it's great to have our positive emotions build up. That helps us for our lifetime. Mm-hmm. But as negative emotions build up, it can make us less confident, more fearful, more angry, more reactionary, more emotional in a way that we've talked about, the refinement of your emotions. That buildup is really awful. And in our world today, there's no common... You know, what's the common go-to for your emotions? Basically, you're supposed to cowboy up, man up, and just charge through them.
Well, the go-to is junk food, alcohol, drugs.
Yes. Gambling.
Gambling, yes.
Sex.
Yes.
Rock and roll, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I want to, you know, Jason.
In other words, we don't deal with our emotions. Right. We don't change the energy of our emotions. We just... find a way to distract ourselves from them.
So I want to just bring up one small little point that is not so small, that we, Jason and I have kind of a, just like, it's been a given. And I want to bring this point up. We clear negative emotions. And one of the reasons we clear negative emotions is because they have a way of overtaking or overpowering the positive emotions. But I want you to know, our positive emotions will always be there. It's up to us to clear away the negative emotions so that we can connect with the positive and stay with it.
It's sort of like cleaning your room once in a while.
That's a really good way to say it.
You know, imagine...
And it's not like having your mother do the laundry, okay? Well, I want to say that.
I'm going to give you a very male example. What happens if you never cleaned your underwear?
Oh, yuck!
that stuff would build up. But it's a kind of a gross example, but it's true. It's okay. The same thing with negative emotions, because that stuff builds up.
Okay.
And if you were afraid in childhood, then that negative fears would attract more fear, mm-hmm. and more negativity and more a powerlessness, victim energy, et cetera, et cetera. And it builds up. And the primary way that we've learned to deal with our emotions is with food and junk food. Right. And that's why there's an epidemic of obesity.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying it's easy. And the ecosystem approach is not a quick fix. It takes a while, because you've been building it up. You know, if you're older, you've been building it up for every year of your existence. Okay. So it's going to take a while to get rid of it, but it's so much better than these other willpower methods.
Okay. So Jason, what's in the newsletter this week?
You know, this is what's so great about what we're doing today. And I want to make a request that you sign up for our newsletter. It's free. And the reason I want to make that request is because I really want your holiday season to be the best ever. And if you start removing those negative energies, not just in terms of your weight or food, but in terms of those deep-seated issues.
And patterns.
Patterns, beliefs, hurts, mm-hmm. That you have around the holidays. Maybe there's someone you miss during the holidays. Maybe you feel lonely. All those are negative emotions, and we're going to start clearing those. If you get our newsletter, it's all written out there for you. You can put it on your smartphone, phone, and do it on a daily basis. We suggest constant, consistent, and specific clearing is the best way to reduce this. You can't do it once a week. You have to do it all the time.
Every day.
That's why we're putting it in written form, and you can have this. All you have to do is go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. We just ask for your name and email address. It's free. We don't spam you, and we don't sell your information. Please sign up. This is really going to be important.
It's in your best interest.
Make a commitment to yourself to have a better holiday season by clearing your stuff, your negative energy. And we all have it. There's no shame in it. We all have it.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
So, junk food and sweets are a common go-to tool for anxiety and stress. The best way to get rid of negative emotions is to clear the energy of those emotions.
Yay!
And that common approaches for negative emotions are programming techniques which don't work and just push aside those negative emotions to come back later. And that negative emotions build up over time, and clearing is the best way to remove that buildup.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how social pressure is connected to weight gain. That's quite a concept, Jason. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about how social pressure is connected to weight gain during the holidays. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, this you got me here. Help us connect social pressure and weight gain.
It's a common expectation that when we get together, you know, we break bread, we have food together. That's a big part of our culture. And especially when we're having meetings, you know, they bring out pastries. When we're doing after work stuff, it's alcohol. It's everywhere. And you don't want to not participate in those social gatherings because they can be very beneficial. If you're in the work world, especially, you know, some sort of white collar work, you want to go and socialize with people. There's a lot of social things that you want to be part of, but the food and drink typically isn't very healthy. And a lot of it is geared around sugar. It creates a kind of a festive atmosphere. I'm sure there's some truth to that.
Well, and even at funerals, you know, it's party casseroles and
sweets.
Yeah. Lots of, I mean, pastries. how many yeah. pastries I've done for funerals, that sort of thing, and a lot of alcohol. In other words, numb out everybody.
Yes. So, you know, I know. I heard from a client one time that the boss during the Christmas party ordered everyone to have a good time. But, you know, that's kind of ironic, funny. But part of that ordering was to drink and to have sweets. You know, they would actually order you to consume alcohol and under the guise of you're going to have a better time if you do that. And, of course, it may be a short-term it may be true in the short term,
right?
But then the next day it may not be so great. This is a big problem because I know that, you know, Patricia and I are kind of, I guess you'd call us foodies. We don't have the personality of most foodies, which can be, you know, the stereotype of them is they're kind of judgmental and rigid and isolating, you know. Our personalities are more like, hey, we'll eat anything, but we don't. our personalities act like, yeah, we'll eat, you know, we want to be part of this, you know, the social gatherings, whatever.
Sure.
And the way we do it, however, is to control it. And to our credit, our family has really been supportive because they know some of our limitations and we work around them. We don't try and keep them from their stuff, but they don't try and keep us from our stuff. And
which is nice.
Yeah. So
which is nice.
It's, but here's the core of the problem with social pressure is the desire to fit in.
Mm.
And where does a desire to fit in come from? It comes from programming. Because programming keeps us away from our essence, our authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our authentic self where we have the confidence to show up and say, I'm gonna go to a bar and not drink. That's tough.
You know, even the bartender looks at you like and looks at you like you're crazy and then charges you $7 for a
soda water. Yeah.
Soda water, yes.
So, you know, it requires some planning. But it's not a strategy technique. It really is about a posture or an energy. That sound familiar? So that when you go into a situation, people will respect your choice if you have that strong, authentic self.
Well, okay, Jason, let's, what makes all of us susceptible? That's the word.
Susceptible, yes.
To social pressure.
It's the neediness to fit in. Mm-hmm. And the neediness to fit in is an energy, which of course we can clear.
Okay.
The neediness to be part of the group, the neediness to be liked, the fear of being alone, the fear of being rejected, the fear of
being judged.
Yeah. All those things are energies that can be cleared. And most of us have way too much of it because why? Well, we've been using the the programming approach to our emotions, and they've been building up all of our life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, if you go back to the show about the uglies, you know, the uglies is an energy, feeling old, fat, ugly, wrinkled, those kind of things. But if you, when you tear those things apart, what you get is very much what we're talking about today, is feeling judged and rejected and lonely and even needy. You know, those are the things that get us in trouble.
So, you know, this, what we're saying is a strong, authentic self is the answer. Right. And the way you get there is clearing away the negative energy from your essence,
right,
which creates a strong, authentic self. And of course, how do you get there? Well, the ecosystem approach is automatically helps you create a strong, authentic self.
And when you do that, you can use your intention to better yourself in all aspects of your life. And one of them needs to be around food.
And don't think of this
and alcohol
in a black and white way, because
not by any means at all.
The truth is, it comes in waves, these feelings of insecurity, neediness, mm-hmm, wanting to fit in. Mm-hmm. So if you're walking to that happy hour with your boss, you know, you might want to start clearing just before you walk in the door, so you don't have to drink or eat that.
Or overdrink or overeat.
Eat all those desserts, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Social pressure is related to negative energies that can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
The root cause of social pressure is your own neediness to fit in. Mm-hmm. You can clear that.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach is about helping you feel comfortable with the authentic you.
Okay.
And clearing gets to the root issues connected to social pressure, which is neediness to fit in and feeling like an outcast.
Okay. So, Jason, you want to take a minute and let's talk about how to do the energy work here that we do?
So this is how you do the clearing. This is how you affect the energy in your life. And you can do this over and over again. You don't have to sit in any special way. You don't have to sit up straight. All you have to do is use your imagination and say the words to yourself. You don't even have to say them out loud.
Okay.
And we always ask that when you do the clearing for our next segment with us, that you set your intention to help everybody around you. So if we mention something that doesn't really apply to you, it's hard to believe that that's not true. But if you think that it doesn't apply to you, then just set your intention that it'll help someone else. So as you clear it, it'll help someone. And all you do is use your imagination. When we use a stated emotion, gather up all the way through your body, blow it out into a trash can that you can also have in your imagination. You can use an actual trash can, but you don't have to actually go there. You just do all this in your imagination, and then we'll take care of the trash can. We'll empty it afterwards, so don't worry about that.
You know, I've been meaning to bring up this point for a long time. I had a client years ago who just could not imagine this trash can. And I said, well, you know, think of it more like a thing, has a wide rim on it type thing. And she said, you mean like a spittoon? And I said, exactly. That's a really good way to, and by the way, if anybody doesn't know what a spittoon is, look it up. You will see several different kinds.
It's gross.
Yes, it is gross. But the point is that they worked. And so, but then you take the negative energy and you put it in the spittoon. And what she did was she put it in the corner of a room for her. And boy, that visual really, really, really helped her. So, and you know,
if you're having problems with the visual, just clear that.
Yes,
and then try it again.
I love it. I love it. So now we're going to turn it around and we're going to activate life force energy. I want to let everyone know that life force energy is the most positive, amazing, wonderful energy that any of us, all of us here have access to. And by the way, it's for all of us. It's not for a chosen few. It is for all of us. And what we're going to do is we're going to sort of reverse the process. We are going to activate life force. Then we're going to pull it in either through the top of our head and let it go all the way to the tips of our toes, or pull it in through our heart and let it go all the way to the tips of our toes. The bottom line is you can do both. But the other thing is that using it, there's the answer, because when you remove negative energy, You want to replace it with a positive energy. And by the way, we have layers and layers and layers and layers of negative energy because we've collected a lot of it. I'm not the only one. It happens to everyone. And so just keep going.
Yeah, the biggest misconception is that you can just do the positive energy and not do the negative because people don't like that. But that's, it's like putting a playground on top of a landfill. It's just going to eventually bubble up at some point in the
future.
Exactly,
and cause problems. Yes. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you change the energy to reduce the holiday weight gain. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we've been talking about holiday weight gain connected to your emotions. So, Jason, let's get started. Let's do some clearing. And remember, everyone, set your intentions not only for yourself, but others around you.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that willpower is not sustainable for weight loss. Take a breath. So I can see that willpower isn't sustainable for anything. Take a breath. and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my family issues always come up during the holidays and make me eat
or drink
too much.
Take a breath. Throw that into that trash can, everyone. Truth is, you don't need that to survive the holidays or even get through the holidays. In fact, make it an enjoyable time by getting rid of the negative energies. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame, guilt, or hurt that I feel when I connect with my family, for whatever reason, take a breath. And to eliminate any anger, resentment, or bitterness I have when I connect with my family or people at work from past issues. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to destroy myself or hurt myself and get stuck in self-sabotage around the holidays. Because I've buried the emotions that say I have to. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my negative emotions are always there until I clear them. And I need to commit to doing that on a regular basis. Take
Starting
a breath.
Now.
Yes.
Here's another good one. And to eliminate my neediness to get stuck in the social pressures and the social pressure trainings of my past. When the truth is, I don't need to get stuck in that stuff. I've got bigger and better things to do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to fit in, my neediness to be part of the group, my fear of being alone and rejected that connects me with these social pressures that aren't in my best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the old rules and programmings of judgment, my own judgment and other people's judgments of me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to use food to gain comfort, especially during the holidays.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my need to eat sweets when I'm stressed or anxious during the holidays. Take a breath.
So, are we ready to activate some life force, Jason?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy. Remember, you're going to take it in through the top of your head, let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. So I can start today to respect myself because I'm clearing the negative emotions of my past surrounding the holidays. Take a breath. Let that energy go all the way to the tips of your toes. Let it come back up. Let any negative energies come back up and blow them into the trash can.
And to activate life force so that I can connect life force to my authentic self and feel solid and loved in that place right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can know that by clearing, removing negative energy a little bit at a time every single day is in my highest and best interest. Starting today, connecting to, we'll start with the season, the holidays. Take a nice breath, pull in that positive energy. Let go of that negative energy. And to activate life force energy so I can understand that I don't need to be perfect. But what I do need to understand is how to Start today to take care of me. Activate life force. Pull it in.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about sugar and sweets. It's like a drug for many people. It's kind of what we're talking about today and how people use that sugar and sweets to calm their negative emotions.
Okay.
When it's a lot easier just to clear those negative emotions.
So let's talk about it. We're in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a series. In other words, one is going to connect to the other about the holiday stress that we all have, but we want to start getting rid of all of this holiday stress and all of the quote habits and behaviors and negative energies that surround all of it so that you can have the best holiday ever.
We want to clear those negative energies that have been present maybe in the years before. But if we can start to remove those for this year, it can be amazing for you guys. And this is our holiday gift to you. We really want to make this better for you.
Right. You know, I do want to, next week, we're going to touch on competition of the sugar in the sweets. I'm going to tell a family story about how Jason and I saw the connection to it because of the energy, negative energy of competition and what a difference it made in my life. And to this day, it's one of those things I have not forgotten. So we'll tell that story next week. So stay tuned for that one.
And, you know, mark your calendar for this because we want you to tune every week. And especially this time, sign up for our newsletter at www.livinglighter.org and look for the newsletter tab. But if you go to the radio tab, you can listen to all of our past shows also. And every show that we always do clearing. We always start to do that energy work. So this is a way to help you get started.
Right. I love that.
So please go sign up for our newsletter.
Okay, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our radio show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org and look for the radio tab like Jason was just talking about.
You know, most of our, we have a lot of listeners that talk to us and they listen on a regular basis. Most of them listen to the recording as opposed to trying to get it on the live feed.
So I think that's okay, great. Yeah.
What's great that you can download it to your smartphone and listen to with your earbuds. Mm-hmm. So
if you really want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter. That's where those clearings for each show are. It's really truly amazing. You know, and by the way, when you do this, you do get a backstory for Living Lighter Radio and us, Jason and Patricia.
We'd love to hear your comments. You email us at Jason and Patricia, that's one word, at livinglighter.org. Mm-hmm. You know, show suggestions, comments about our show, any questions that you have, we'd be happy to answer.
And we'd love to, you know, we are already looking forward to the, you know, of course, December, but the new year. Is there something you want to hear about in the new year? Is something you want us to talk about? You want to hear our perspective? And of course, we'd love to give it to you. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
You know, we've had a couple of people do that and I love it. And please keep those likes coming. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And by the way, if you liked us, then we also preview our next show on
Facebook.
On Facebook, you know, every week. So we'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.